Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the recent projects that you're working on?
Friday Night Lights kind of is consuming, and it's really hard to get into something else. And I'd rather, you know, just work on this and just kind of consume myself with Riggins rather than spreading yourself too thin just to do another project. Well, I was fortunate enough to work in the hiatus with an amazing cast and a great movie, Hope Knock on Wood, just an independent in South Carolina. So I'm really excited for that to come out. I hope it's going to go to Sundance in Berlin with it, so that'll be fun.
Can you tell us what's new this season on Friday Night Lights and with your character?
I know in the first episode there's going to be a huge incident that's going to change at least a few of the characters' lives, pretty much turn them upside down. What else is new? My character, wow. I think Riggs is even more lost than he was last year. Gets kicked off the football team. He's headed to Mexico. There's a lot of similarities. He's dealing with using girls and booze as a vice just to, you know, it's a band-aid solution for everything else he's covering up for. Same family problems. My brother's kind of, man, there's a lot actually now that I'm starting to get on this little tangent for you. Yeah, my brother's messing around and I leave the house. So Riggs ends up homeless. And I mean, it's what every 17-year-old goes through, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, his anger management, he kind of snaps a couple times. I mean, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't even know what Riggs is going to do in a scene because he's so, you know, you don't even know what to expect. So that's the funnest part of the character.
What made you originally want to be a part of the show?
I don't know. You know, the script was, I mean, decent, but just to work with Pete Berg and everyone behind the whole show was probably the biggest, you know, denominator for me to really try and read for it and get after the role. And the role itself, I mean, they give you so much freedom on the show to really create this character and bring him off the page. So it's just, I can't tell you how much fun I have playing this guy. It's, like I said, you expect the unexpected with him. And if I feel I'm going to do this or that, I don't even second guess it because we're just so trusted. So that's the funnest part. I didn't know we were going to get into the improv and everything else, but fortunately, that's how I studied in New York anyway. So, I mean, I have a lot of fun with this guy.
What about your role do you find challenging?
I don't know. I don't know if I... It's obviously a challenge, especially with all the stuff the writers throw at us. But I think, you know, the high-stakes stuff is what I'm more drawn to. I love the dramatic parts of Riggs. The family stuff, dealing with that kind of stuff. The higher stakes with my brother. At the beginning of last season, just, you know, all the stuff how he dealt with the tragedy of his best friend, of him not being able to trust anybody anymore. Just getting in the mindset of this 17-year-old kid that's just struggling to find a purpose is just a challenge in its own, and it's just so much fun to dig through it and see what we come up with.
Where do you draw on for your portrayal?
That's a good one, too. Where do I draw from for Riggs? I think... I don't know. Again, it's just with the freedom and everything else, I go with a lot of instinct, a lot of my gut. I've done enough research on the background of this kid, so it's not like I'm second-guessing the choices I'm making with him. Everything I've done, you know, just kind of feels right, so I just go with that. And obviously, we have some great directors come in and throw a point here and there that, you know, you may just turn a whole scene upside down, or you'll think maybe this scene is funny, and I'll end up, like, losing it and bawling, you know? You just don't know what you're even going to get into when you go to set.
Show started. Did you think it would be such a success?
You know what I thought? I thought we watched the pilot at Pete's place, and after I saw the pilot, I was really, really moved and proud of it. And it was kind of, I know with the other people we were watching it with, it's just something undeniable, you know, that, I mean, if it can touch, I know we even knew obviously what's going to happen and everything at the end of it, but just how it's done and everything else, it does grip you. And at that point, you knew you were part of something special, but we didn't know it was going to be, you know, to this level. And hopefully, you know, it's going to keep growing because I tell you, the quality is just getting better in my opinion.
What's been your most memorable moment you've had from filming the show?
I know. I think there's times where I'll watch an episode or, like you said, with the challenge and everything else, the challenge of the character and all that, I think that one of the best feelings in the world is leaving a scene where, you know, you had to really come and play that day. You really had to bring your A-game. And those are the best feelings you can do when you're leaving a scene and you're like, you know what, no matter what happens and how they're going to edit it, it's going to be just an amazing moving scene, because it's just, you just rose to the challenge. And those are some, I think those, like, when there's just certain scenes that I look back on and I'm proud of, and working with mostly or the whole cast, and just, you know, just doing some great work that, you know, in 5-10 years from now we can look back and be proud of it. That's probably the best thing I can take away from that so far. And growing as an actor, and the self-discovery you have when you're when I'm Riggins, you know, going through a lot of his family stuff, there's some similarities that I have that I can, you know, that maybe even I ignored growing up or whatever, you know, and it's kind of the self-discovery that you're going in with the character.
Why do you think people keep taking their time to tune in and see the show?
Because it's worth it, because it's moving, because it's real. So many levels, we differentiate ourselves from every other show on TV. We don't hold back, you know, and I think a lot of TV shows, it feels like you're watching TV, you know what I mean? It's like set up this, and you can see where everything is going. Here, I mean, it's just the way we shoot, the way we work off one another, the lack of rehearsal, the improvising. I mean, you don't know what to expect, and I think everything, all that just encompasses just a great show. It's all kind of comes together, and it's like, you know what, it'd be silly not to tune in and see what happens. Because I tell you, we don't even know what's happening script to script, so the viewers probably, you know, even more so.
What made you want to be an actor originally?
I've always loved doing it, and I was that kid that was always in, like, the plays and all that, and I loved doing it. But I think the biggest thing for me was a turning point was watching Sean Penn do a movie. And I was just enveloped and moved by such an amazing, I don't know, he's just got you, you know, he's got this such an amazing presence and a power on over you while you're watching, and you're taking this emotional ride with him. And I think he's probably, in my opinion, he's the most brilliant actor out there. So, and just, I don't know, it's that once you get that bug in you and you get that first feeling of, like, you know what, you can make a difference with your work, and you can, you know, have some moving stuff, and that challenge to get to that point and work with the best, that really draws me into it.
What's been your favorite project you've gotten to work on?
I don't know. I take a lot from, obviously I have a lot of fun with, and there's a lot of freedom with our show on this, on Friday Night Lights, and working with these guys and everything else. But, you know, Gospel Hill was just an amazing journey, you know, to see Bassett and work a lot with Styles. And I think the biggest thing that stood out was just to see Bassett do her thing and how much of a professional she is, and just how moving and how strong and undeniable she could be on screen. And that is just, it just really kind of, I don't know, it inspired you. It's inspiring just to be there and watching her do her thing, you know. And it kind of just, I don't know, relit a fire that was just like, you know what, you can take it to another level. And that was just an amazing experience. And just to see how these guys act offset too, you know, just real professionals. They're there to do a job, and they do it undeniably. And I took a lot from that.
What do you do in your spare time?
It's a good question. I mean, if I have a few days off, I'll even bring in a buddy of mine, or I'll go visit. Just a lot of live music here. We'll go to concerts. Last night I went and saw Al Gore do his speech.
Good choice.
I mean, a lot of things go through Texas here too. So there's, I mean, it's really, there's something to do every night if you want to do that. But I don't do the club scene or anything like that. So, I mean, it can be as simple as go to a movie. Like tonight, I might go to a movie with Chandler, or maybe just hang low and write, play guitar, whatever it is. But, you know, usually, I mean, lately I've been written in enough where it's like, okay, you know, I have an early night, got a long day tomorrow. So it's usually just get back to work and stuff.
What would you like to say to everyone who's a fan and supporter of your work and of the show?
Thank you. Just to keep watching, and you know, I promise we're not going to let you down, especially now, and we're kind of coming into our full swing here. So it's going to be the same, if not better, entertainment that we saw last year, and even more intense. So I don't know. You appreciate everything that comes in front of you, especially the fans that really follow the show and the character and all that kind of stuff. So it's all flattering, you know?